And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about we're in the neighboring states. We're all over like Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Oh, by the way, we got a ton of people that live stream the show every single day on X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then a bunch of y'all podcast. Oh, man, so many of y'all podcast this show. Thank you very much. Well, listen, speaking of podcasts, so one of the cool things about Right Side Media, the parent company of Right Side Radio, is it was beyond just a radio show. And I don't want to say just a radio show, because that's been our bread and butter from day one. But we had the opportunity then to really kind of expand our repertoire by bringing in other voices. I mean, a while ago you heard from Birdman, and he brought in a conservative worldview, and he used gaming and high-tech stuff as the backdrop for it. And then JP has his Out of Right Field podcast. Same thing, speaking to culture, conservative worldview. Oh, by the way, sports is the thing. And then I tell you what, a few years ago I met Emily Jones, and I met her through this show. But Emily started Moms for Liberty. She's a mom who just got uppity one day and decided she's had enough of some of the wokeness. And next thing I know, she's organizing Moms for Liberty and doing an amazing job in her community. And then she's bringing Charlie Kirk, Kirk Cameron, and caused all kinds of uproar. And then she got, really busy doing all that. Now she's running for school board. And oh, by the way, she was one of our podcasters, host of the Controversial Mom podcast. That being said, let me quit talking and bring her on. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I am lovely. How are y'all?
I'm good. Hey, you've been a blessing to us, by the way. Your content has always been spot on. And what I'm really loving is the fact that you're now running for office.
Yes, I am loving it. I told somebody the other day, I definitely have a screw loose because I am thoroughly enjoying the world of politics, which most people hate. But I find it to be my comfort zone these days. Isn't that weird?
Well, it is. It's kind of funny. I think that's... I think what's so cool was, aside from the fact that you started Moms for Liberty's chapter in Madison, which is the first one in Alabama, but your podcast was called The Controversial Mom because you weren't afraid to get out there and get busy, and now you're going to be a controversial mom politician.
I'm sure people in Alabama are just like tuning out right now. They're terrified of what's to come. It'll be glorious. I'm excited.
I'm stoked. I think it's going to be a hoot. And I think you're going to make waves. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, listen.
I'll probably land in your courtroom before it's all over. I'm looking forward to that.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Hey, so let me ask you. A few years back, I think you and I met because of your Moms for Liberty chapter. And then I know we really kind of really got to know each other more around your first Kirk Cameron book reading event at the library. What are your remembrances of the early days like that?
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
I remember, it's funny, so you were talking to Dale earlier about how the first time you filled in for him, you were so nervous and like that deer in the headlights look. That was me going into my first interview with you. I am pretty sure I was at the beach, and I spent like half the day in the condo preparing for probably like a 5 to 10 minute conversation with you. I was absolutely terrified. But it was wonderful. Like, afterwards, I'm like, oh, that guy's really nice. Like, that was not bad. I survived it. But yeah, terrified me out of my mind. I had no idea what I was getting into, but well, it was good. It was a good first experience.
Well, I am a scary person, so there's that.
You are. You're terrifying.
But I came out, so you had several events. Mom for Liberty, you had the, of course, the library thing. Well, that turned into a whole thing. And then... And then you had a shooting event, which, by the way, I still have my award on the shelf behind me for shooting sporting clays with you guys that day, which was a hoot.
That was fun. That was the first time I've ever gone clay shooting, and it was a blast. I'm actually staring at mine, too. It was way fun. I was texting my friend Megan the other day and telling her, I was like, we've got to get that together again because it was so much fun.
Well, I think you should. And just so you know, even though I'm not on the radio, I can still come shoot. So make sure I know.
All right. Good to know.
But then you guys got like kind of huge. And next thing I know, you got Riley Gaines coming and you're filling up a room with like 500 or 600 people there having a Moms for Liberty event hosted out there at Trash Panda Stadium. And then you, next thing I know, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene coming, and you got all kinds of like vandalism of the you had to have security out there. I mean, you're doing stuff, and how is it your stuff always gets so controversial?
Right, and I don't even invite it. That's the funny thing. I mean, like the Brian Dawson thing. Like I don't even. We may have talked about that, but Brian Dawson, we had to have more security for him than anybody else we've ever had. Like, it's just, I mean, I guess the world's just crazy, but it seems like the more we do, the more pushback we get from all these people. So it is. Everything we do ends up being controversial, but in a good way.
In a good way. Well, speaking of which, though, your podcast has been a huge piece of our content. You and I talked back in the day, and you told me, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. And I remember, I think we were talking, it was like a Sunday afternoon, and we're on the phone, and I'm sitting there in my den at home or whatever, talking to you on the phone, and you said, I don't know what to call it. And I said, well, you're pretty controversial. Just call it the Controversial Mom. And you went, I like that. So that's where it came out.
I've just learned to lean into it. You know, you just can't walk away from who you are, so well, just embrace it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just want you to know how much you've meant to this show and to the company overall, and I hope you guys will stay in tune because JP and the ladies who are taking the helm here, Allison and Amy Beth, I think it's right up your alley.
Yes, I love Amy Beth and Amy, or Allison. I was actually texting her the other day.
Good.
So, yeah, it'll be, we will certainly miss you because you are just the epitome of Right Side Radio, but I think you're turning it over to good hands with those three, and JP's wonderful. I don't know JP as well. Usually JP's the one that I'm going, hey, I'm sorry that I'm really late with this content, but I promise I'm going to get it to you. I sent it to him an hour ago, and I was like, I promise I'm working on it.
Well, just so you know, he never told on you. I didn't know that. Hey, listen, I'm gonna close with this, though. One of the things that I started off on 4.5 years ago was I wanted to know that this show was doing all it could to encourage people to get active in their community, which is one of the reasons why, you know, you fit in so well here because you're doing the same thing. But you're now running for office. I fully support that. So you're running for state school board, not even local. You're running for state school board. Tell us about that real quick. I want you to have a minute to talk about your campaign and tell us what can be done to help you and where people can find out more about you.
Yep. Biggest thing is go to the website, Emily Jones for State Board. But yeah, the campaign kicked off officially about a month ago, and we've been doing small fundraisers throughout the area. Just trying to engage with grassroots because that's really and truly who our audience is. Just trying to get people educated of what's really and truly happening in our school systems and what parents need to know in terms of really their parental rights being violated. It's not necessarily issues at the local level that are causing the problems. It's decisions being made at the state level, and that's why I went with the state school board versus local, because a lot of school boards, their hands are tied at a local level. So the state's really where we can have impact, correct a lot of the issues that are going on, like forced counseling in our schools, and just kind of fix things across the state. So there's some other announcements coming out very soon around other people running in other districts. So I think we are on the verge of being able to truly transform public education in our state. We've just got to get the right people in there. And I am certainly one of those. I got policies written out already. We just got to get through the election, get through the swearing in, and start passing policy to clean things up in our state.
I am for it, sister, and you're the right one for the job. So thank you very much for being a Right Side ruffian from way back. And you and I will still be in touch, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
See ya. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, the publisher of the Trustful Tribune and one of my guest hosts, Scott Buttram. We'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.